Thanks for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. We continue our conversation with Roman Jimenez. He is chair of the Doñana County Republican Party. Thank you for sticking around and having a more of a conversation with us about the issues facing the community here.
Absolutely.
You know, on our last talk, we discussed the recent Associated Press report about Donald Trump's immigration enforcement. The report from the Associated Press was that they were considering, the Trump administration considering 100,000 National Guard troops to be deployed across the country to enforce immigration law, basically doing what ICE does. That prompted the Catholic bishops of New Mexico to release a statement saying that, you know, this is basically a declaration of some form of war. I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on that when you hear that, those words?
They're very strong words. Again, I understand the concern, and it just is a matter of perspective, really. If you feel that there is people out there that are trying to harm the country and that we need to be better prepared to vet those individuals that are coming into our country properly, then you would think that it was something that is a good thing. As long as that those National Guards men remain near and close to the border to support border security, and they maintain their mission as opposed to involving themselves in local law enforcement.
If, you know, I mean, it seems kind of vague on what this could be, but I mean, if you have a situation where there are National Guard troops doing the job of ICE, you know, making raids in different communities or businesses, does that concern you, you know, from your history as a local, as a law enforcement officer, and, you know, as somebody within the party? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, again, it's just going to depend on how that mission is defined. And I'm not real clear on the directive given by the president at this time as to what exactly the National Guardsmen's mission will be. Right now, and for a long time, not just the past 8 years through the Obama administration, but previous to that administration, National Guardsmen have always been an integral part in providing support to local law enforcement in combating the war on drug trafficking, secure borders, resources for the enforcement of local law enforcement.
You know, in the last week, there's been nearly 700 people across the country rounded up in immigration raids. You know, some of these people are parents of American citizens. Mm-hmm. As somebody with your background in law enforcement, when you see families being broken up, does that concern you that, you know, we have family units being broke up and there's kids that are potentially growing up in America without parents?
You know, we have that every single day. You know, we have American citizens that we arrest, much like in these raids, that are suspected of being involved in some type of criminal activity. When we'd execute warrants on a guy that was involved with or suspected of being involved in drug trafficking, well, the unfortunate repercussions for his actions were he gets put in handcuffs, probably in front of his family, gets taken away, and gets, you know, possibly prison time. And those kids, unfortunately, grow up for a while without their parents. In this particular case, we talk about these raids where a large percentage, over 75%, were repeat criminal offenders. Those people go to prison, their kids grow up without having a father or mother near them. It's not a matter of their national origin or their immigrant status. It's a matter of the crimes that they've committed.
As somebody, you know, as the head of the Republican Party here in Doñana County in New Mexico, which is already struggling with child well-being as an issue.
Absolutely.
You know, do you think that there needs to be, you know, a stronger scope on who Immigration and Customs Enforcement are planning to take away?
I think if they're criminals, they need to be, face justice, regardless of who they are.
What if they're not criminals?
You mean ICE would just target somebody that's not criminal?
Who may be in the country illegally, but not a criminal.
Well, I think that mission, if they're given that mission, needs to be addressed at that particular time. I think what we're talking about are criminal repeat offenders right now that are being targeted. So, you know, I think we're talking about apples and oranges as far as that goes. I don't know of any instances where ICE is coming after individuals that they just suspect are here illegally without a criminal record at this point.
What I wanted to bring up to you, another thing, the President of the United States is really good at getting his own message out through tweets.
Right, right.
And some of those messages have been aimed at companies. When you see that, does that concern you that, you know, the highest office in our government can target different corporations and things like that? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Maybe you could expand a little bit on that. Which ones are
well,
you?
Well, let's start from this. You know, obviously, Trump discussed NAFTA and complained about it being the worst trade deal ever. And many people had different thoughts on that. And obviously, that was a popular move for him. It worked for him in the primaries. But as somebody, you know, in charge as a chair of the Doña County Republicans in a border county here in New Mexico, which could affect, you know, trade on our southern border and business and industry. I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on that and as far as NAFTA being possibly scrapped?
Right. Well, you know, we know that it's been an integral part of the success of like the Sunland Park, Santa Teresa area. We know that those individuals have done very well based off of that open trade agreement with Mexico. So you're talking about, you know, microeconomics as opposed to macroeconomics, the things that are happening on a national scale as opposed to what's happening locally. And, you know, from the perspective of the president, who's in charge of the entire country, I can understand his reasoning about being involved in open trade with other countries where the United States continues to get the raw end of the deal every time. I understand that perspective, but at the same time, I understand that open trade has been a big part of New Mexico's economy and stimulating that economy. And from the local Doñana perspective, my thoughts would be, how do we work to make sure that that continues with whatever types of agreements are in place with Mexico?
Okay. One of the things that I'd also like to continue talking with you about is here in New Mexico, history was made a couple years ago when local Republicans and in the state house took back control.
Right.
However, recently in the recent election, Democrats took back control of the House of Representatives in New Mexico. Yeah. I was wondering your thoughts on what do you think went wrong to where Republicans lost control in the election?
They didn't do anything. You know, we put people elected individuals to be put into office, and we didn't get any bang for our buck. We put people in there that we thought would help turn the economy around, that would help to create a better environment for our children to grow up in and to be educated in. And that didn't happen. And so people felt, let's give some other individuals an opportunity to see if they can try and see if they can change things. The problem that we continue to make in New Mexico, though, is we continue to put people in office that have their own best interests in mind. Regardless of what party they're from, they continue to preserve only their own self-interest.
Well, one of the things that's been talked about in the state legislature this year is about opening up primaries.
Right.
And having independent voices vote in elections. I was wondering, what are your thoughts on that, you know, locally as a party chair of the Republican Party?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to have representatives from both parties. I really do. So, you know, the open primary process would be unfair in different areas of the state, depending on where you're from, because that meant that all you had to do is get past the primary, and then you can kind of coast in through the general election. And I don't think that's a healthy thing. I think it's healthy for a candidate from whichever party they represent to continue to be challenged mm-hmm. throughout the process, to continue to be made available to speak to what their thoughts are and ideas are.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Sure.
But thank you so much for joining us on In Focus.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And we want to thank you as well. I'm Anthony Moreno.